AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 19 people, including former President Donald Trump, have been indicted in Georgia, accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election results there. A report released today says that was just about half of the list of names grand jurors recommended to face charges. On that list, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, Georgia's two former senators, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, as well as former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Nancy Pelosi is not done with Congress yet. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The House will be in order.
The House's first female speaker announced last year she would not run for another leadership spot.
For me, the hour's come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus.
But the 83-year-old Pelosi does want to keep the San Francisco area seat she's held more than 35 years and says she will run for re-election as Democrats try to regain the House majority next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the opening of the G20 summit in India, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on world leaders to make climate change more of a priority.
The climate crisis is worsening dramatically, but the collective response is lacking in ambition, credibility, and urgency.
President Biden and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are cultivating their relationship. Less than 3 months after honoring Modi with a state visit in the U.S., Biden held a 52-minute talk with the leader of the world's most populous nation in New Delhi before the start of the summit. Cuban authorities have arrested 17 people in connection with what they describe as a network to recruit Cuban nationals to fight for Russia in Ukraine. Police confirm a sighting of a terrorism suspect who escaped from a London prison. Florida abortion rights are at stake as the state Supreme Court takes up a challenge to the GOP-led restrictions. This is AP News. Spanish state prosecutors have filed a lawsuit against Luis Rubiales for sexual assault and coercion.
The now suspended president of the Spanish Soccer Federation kissed Jenny Hermoso on the lips during the awards ceremony after Spain beat England to win the title on August 20 in Sydney, Australia. Prosecutors presented the suit to Spain's national court in Madrid 2 days after Hermoso formally accused Rubiales of sexual assault. Rubiales could face a fine or a prison sentence of 1 to 4 years if found guilty of sexual assault. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There will be no gold medal for the U.S. at this World Cup, and for the second consecutive time in FIBA's biggest tournament, there might not even be any medal at all for Americans in basketball. Instead, it's Germany on the cusp of a world title, beating the U.S. 113-111 in the World Cup semifinals in Manila. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,